Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. And a reminder as we get going on a Friday, we are in Romans 1 at verse 7, which reads, "To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." There are three terms here. The first is beloved of God, the second is called, and the third is saints. We begin with this first one, the beloved of God, and I started our discussion by sharing with you something of my own struggle to comprehend, personally, deeply, the love of God. You can consider this a brief look in on my testimony, my true story of how I have wrestled with what it means to be a part of the beloved of God, using the Apostle Paul's term. Perhaps you have had a similar experience as me. As I searched my heart, and as I told you, my two known reasons for there to have existed within me almost a barrier to the love of God is that first, I have felt that my sin against holy God meant that he could not possibly love me. And second, my earthly father does not love me. God is my heavenly father. He does love me. But it has been difficult for me to make that love connection between God and myself when I have not been the recipient of father love in my life in the here and now. On Monday, we're going to get into the Bible, and I will show you how I have grown in my acceptance of the love of God for me, despite my circumstances. Also, I suspect it will be very helpful for you if I define what the Apostle Paul means by the beloved of God. Let's define this, especially the word beloved. What does it mean for God to love us? I'll share that next week. But for this week, I wanted to share my story, because I want you to know that if you have not been loved by your dad, I know how you feel. I empathize with you. It is heartbreaking and it can haunt us. And I have seen it negatively impact one's relationship with God the Father. If you are wondering why you have had a hard time with God as your father, this may well be why. The psychologists call this transference, legitimately so. And by that, they mean the process of projecting one's feelings toward an important figure in your life onto someone else. Transference, the process of projecting one's feelings toward an important figure in your life onto someone else. I apply that as such. If my flesh and blood father, the dad who contributed to my existence, my earthly dad, does not love me, then how can God, my heavenly Father, love me? I transfer my feeling of being unloved from earth to heaven. If my dad does not love me, how could God love me? To be sure, fathers are important figures in our lives. So how you feel about your dad will affect how you feel about God. Same with me. Now that you know more about my background, and so that I can set the context for talking about the love of God, let's do that together next time. Enjoy your weekend, and then be sure and join me and all these other listeners for the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.